Today is the day of Pentecost, when those gathered in the room after Christ rose received the Holy Spirit, which, of course, is the third part of the Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This was the fulfillment of the promise by Jesus. We read in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, with Jesus speaking, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all of Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Bring this into a modern view. Well, Jesus, in the form of a human, can only dwell with a few, any one time. It's the Holy Spirit which enables Jesus to dwell at all, sort of like a spiritual internet connection. And then after speaking those words, Jesus ascended into heaven. In the room among the 120 were Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, Judas, not that Judas, Matthias was chosen to join the apostles. Also in the room were the women who returned from the tomb of Jesus with the news of his being risen, and Mary the mother of Jesus. That's right, there were women there at this monumental moment in Christianity. Let that be a reality check for those who still insist that women take a back seat in preaching the word. Then we learn, starting in Acts chapter 2, verses 2 through 7, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when the sound occurred, the multitude came together, and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, 'Look, are not all these who speak Galileans?' Peter then spoke to the gathered masses, reminding them of what the prophet Joel said." This is Acts chapter 2, verse 17. "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams." And Peter declared in Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 36, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucify, both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." And as we learn from Jesus in Matthew 12:32, the Holy Spirit is certainly to be revered. With Jesus speaking, "Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come." The Holy Spirit is our source for God's love and the strength that we need to have faith in the unseen. It's what enables us, empowers us to overcome, defeat, and escape from sin. The Holy Spirit is here for all to receive. If you haven't, then what better day than today to do just that? Give yourself in full to God, and He will deliver you from all that's dark and sin-filled.